sense of possibility. Each and every day I heard a calling that was right for me. I prayed for strength for what's ahead of me. Show me.
In the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. I'll say it like I said it last week and every week before that and every week hereafter. Smarten up. You're losing your country. Let me give you some basic facts tonight, folks. There are 435 seats in the U.S. House of Representatives. There are 100 seats in the U.S. Senate, of which every state gets two, regardless of size or population. However, the House differs from the Senate in that those 435 seats are very fluid and they change every 10 years. What dictates that change is the census, folks. The states that gain population gain seats and take those seats from states that either lose population or stay the same. The overall number of 435 does not decrease or increase. The seats are merely shifted throughout the country. With illegal immigration as the biggest problem facing America today, the biggest problem since the war of World War II, a Michigan U.S. Representative, Candace Miller, recognized that there have been flaws in our system all along, a flaw that many of us have known for many years. The states that gained seats from the 2000 census were states heavy in illegal aliens. Do you hear what I said? Every state that gained a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives has been huge with illegal aliens on the map. States like California, Texas, and New York. All of those seats were taken away from other states. They weren't materialized from outer space in a puff of smoke. They didn't come from out of a book. No, they came from other states. Those states came up short and lost. Brian Kearns, representative from the House of Representatives, was on the show once, a very staunch believer in illegal immigration reform, lost his seat in the state of Indiana. Why? Because Indiana's population went down a little bit while California's population went up, and guess what? We got their seat. You tell me if that's fair. Not only did Brian Kearns suffer the loss of his job, but the people of the sovereign state of Indiana come up short now because they are underrepresented because of illegal immigration. The census counts everybody, and that shouldn't be. They should never count everybody. By counting everybody, including illegal aliens, we are allowing lawbreakers and foreign governments to dictate how our country is being governed. The U.S. Constitution says, quote, representatives shall be apportioned among the several states according to their respective numbers, counting the whole number of persons in each state, unquote. Now, when the Constitution was written, folks, we had a different country here. This was not the America of today. There was no population problem. There was no illegal immigration problem. There was no threatened ecology problem, and there was no terrorism. Things were different at the time. Those problems are all in existence today in the extreme. And the Representative Miller from Michigan wants to change one word in the Constitution that could possibly fix this problem. By changing the word persons to the word citizens, we will eliminate having our future and our sovereignty dictated by illegal aliens who are not supposed to even be in this country in the first time. In the first place, excuse me. They are getting representation that they have no right to whatsoever. This is the American dream, folks. I have said it before. They have no right to the American dream. They have a right to the dream of the country that they are from. I don't care where it is. Mexico, El Salvador, Brazil, doesn't make any difference. Wherever they are from, that is the dream they should seek, or they can seek the American dream by coming here legally, signing up, getting checked medically, filling out all the right papers, coming in legally on a quota system. Then they are entitled to begin their participation in the American dream, and not a minute or second before that. Now, to illustrate this problem, Representative Miller was studying electoral turnouts of the year 2002 general election. In her suburban agricultural district, 217,000 people cast ballots. Remember that number now. She lives in an agricultural district of Michigan. 217,000 people cast ballots in the 2002 general election. In a similar district in California, in the San Joaquin Valley, only 67,000 people cast ballots. Now, why is that? Why the discrepancy? Why the slant in the numbers? 98% of Miller's constituents are citizens, United States citizens. 98% are citizens. Whereas in California, in this other district, most of those people there are illegal aliens and unable to vote, or at least aren't supposed to vote. That's why these sections of California are represented so big by people from the House of Representatives, but the people there can't vote because they're illegal aliens, or at least not citizens. They're full of illegal aliens in the state of California, folks. All of our districts are full here. And everywhere you go, you will find out that some districts are now 70 and 80% non-citizen, and some districts are 60 and 70% illegal alien. You think those people that are winning those districts don't love that? These racist politicians, some of them with surnames that end in a vowel. You think some of them don't love the fact that they're being put in by a small percentage of people who are pro-illegal alien? They love it. They love it like you wouldn't believe. Miller said, quote, "I find it absolutely outrageous that people who are not in our country legally are having such a profound impact on our political system." Of course, there were normal detractors to this, excuse me, unquote. There were normal detractors to her offer to do this bill that she's coming up with. There were the normal people, all of them with the same racial motives. You know, Cecilia Munoz from the National Council of the Race, and Representative Charles Gonzalez, who, you know, happens to represent a lot of illegal aliens down there. And he said we should represent all people and not pick and choose. But you can understand by listening to his name why he feels this way, because he is a racist, as Munoz is a racist, and will only advocate for those who look like them, speak like them, are the same color as them, and have the same allegiance to the same foreign country that they have. That is why these things are not being fixed, because so many people now in the House of Representatives and even some senators are racist people. I'm telling you, folks, this is a good first start. I don't know if she can get this off the ground. I don't know if we're ready for this. It's been tried before, but I know this. The country is changing, and it is becoming increasingly an illegal alien sanctuary, and nobody likes it. 80% of Americans continually keep saying they want that fixed. I think Representative Miller's proposal may have found its time now. Things have changed so drastically in the last 2 years that even I don't recognize them. And I am happy to see that. People are angry. People are pissed. People are standing up and doing for their country rather than waiting for the country to do for them. And these things will continue. And more people like Representative Miller will stand up. More people like Tom Tancredo. Even Brian Kearns. Brian, we haven't forgot you. People like him will stand up for this country. I know I will. And I keep asking you if you will. You're going to get a chance real soon. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Hon, have you figured out the bills yet?
Things have been hard since the baby.
I've been looking for a job. It's just been so difficult with the job market. By the way, I don't think we're going to be able to afford the gym with the rent increase.
I'm heartbroken.
Hey, it bothers me that we can't afford the gym, a house, and a decent neighborhood. I think we should move.
What?
If we moved to Arizona, specifically Phoenix, I hear we could afford a house there.
Whatever, but where the post-pregnancy craziness?
Actually, that's true. Phoenix is one of the fastest-growing cities. Prices for homes are still affordable, and the job market is excellent. My name is Willa Key, and I am the designated broker of Premier Properties, and have had many years of experience in all areas of residential real estate. I would be so happy to assist you with finding your dream home. Contact me at 602-863-3050 or email at wilyaby2@aol.com.
We'll call 602-863-3050, and so should you.
Folks, you know when it's time to refinance your home, the first thing they're going to say that you need is an appraisal, and you're going to say, where do I get one of those? And I'm going to tell you, you get it from our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals. Give them a call at 818-223-9498. American Real Estate Appraisals is fast, friendly, professional, and they're good people. And they have sponsored us and helped us stay on the air, and you should be sponsoring them by using their service. Absolutely, folks. Give them a call, and that means you will get a fair appraisal, the best appraisal that you can get, and you know what the end result of that is, more money in your pocket. Give our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals a call at 818-223-9498. That's 818-223-9498. I want to remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's the TerryAndersonShow.com. You can hear us there online. I want to welcome all the good folks tonight. out of town listening live at WLRM 1380 Memphis, Tennessee, KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona, the great K-Don 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you get back all that you give and then some. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. Tonight we have a high school. First time ever. Corvallis High School in Corvallis, Oregon. Folks, this is a ridiculous story. When a 17-year-old student named Trent Demarest wrote an anti-illegal immigration column in the school newspaper, Corvallis High School allowed, their officials there, excuse me, allowed an anti-American racist separatist hate group known as Mecha onto the campus to protest Trent. Now, this kid wrote an objective article condemning the practice of illegal immigration. Trent said the first complaints came from staff members demanding that he write a retraction or an apology. There were threats. The principal said there was threats to beat him up. Then they relayed this to him, trying to scare him away, which he didn't. And all of this was for a column where he basically condemns President Bush's immigration policy. He said, quote, "I can't support anything President Bush has been doing regarding our borders lately because, in reality, it's pathetic. He has done nothing about the single greatest problem facing our country today, open borders, and the resultant unchecked human tide surges from Mexico every day," unquote. What can you say about that? Has Bush done anything? No. Is there a human tide from Mexico? Yes. Is it surging? Hell yes. Now, how do they condemn this kid for what he wrote? Racism. Because the people that condemned him happened to be Hispanic and didn't like that he was saying things that might look bad against some of their relatives who came here, let's just say, illegally. Now, here's the problem. The protesters accused him of putting racial slurs in his column. There were none. In fact, two-thirds of the protesters hadn't even read the column. But they were out protesting what they thought they heard somebody say he might have said in the piece. Then there was a second protest held on the campus. It was held by the Oregon State chapter of Mecha with about 50 people marching around the campus in silence, carrying a huge Mexican flag. Now, I tell you, where's the Americanism there? School officials showed their contempt for the First Amendment and for this fine young man's mind that happened to be conservative. And I say to these people in Corvallis, Oregon, at Corvallis High School, you suck. Here's a young man who had an opinion. And what did you do? You stomped on it. You thwarted it. You made it look like it was nothing, all because it didn't match what you thought. Where's the First Amendment? Where are these people that want to beat this kid up for his First Amendment rights? Corvallis High School, you, this week, are the most horriblest clown of the week. Good Lord. It's just unbelievable to me. Really unbelievable. Folks, we got a guest tonight. I am very privileged to bring him on. A gentleman named Bruce Crawford. He is a constitutional scholar and knows all about the 14th Amendment. Bruce is going to tell us all about the interpretations, right and wrong, of the 14th Amendment. Bruce, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, Terry, good to be aboard tonight.
Likewise, sir. Tell us what the 14th Amendment was meant to be and how it has been misused.
Before that, can I make a comment on your opening monologue?
Absolutely.
You're so spot on with that. Congresswoman Miller and her proposed constitutional change to citizen. You're talking about how California gained a seat?
Right.
Are you aware that in the 2000 census that
they... It was four seats, I believe.
Well, but in the 2000 census, in California, we had a net loss of Native Americans.
Oh, yeah.
More, and by that I don't mean American Indians.
No, people born in this country, and a net increase in people, period.
Right. So we gained congressmen... representatives at the expense of states like Indiana, when in fact we might well have lost because people were fleeing our high taxation and high regulations.
Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing.
Absolutely.
And also, you were talking about your listeners in Memphis, Tennessee. I'd like to say hi to all of them. I'm a Memphis native.
Good for you.
And I'm glad they're tuned in.
This is our second week on that station in Memphis, and we're very glad to be broadcasting WLRM 1380. Memphis, Tennessee.
Well, there are some good people there.
Okay.
Well, going back to the reason you invited me on, the 14th Amendment, it is considered by constitutional scholars to be the most abused amendment of the Constitution. And particularly with respect to illegal immigration, is it abused in three different parts of the 14th. The one we're all familiar with is the Citizenship Clause.
Right.
And the misinterpretations of that. But the Equal Protection Clause is also abused, as is the Privileges and Immunities Clause of the 14th Amendment. And the background on the 14th, as most listeners probably know, was to constitutionalize the Civil Rights Act of 1866. It basically repealed the so-called black codes that denied the benefits of citizenship to the newly freed black citizens of the United States. The Civil Rights Act had passed Congress, had been vetoed by President Johnson, and Congress overrode the veto. But they knew the vulnerability. They knew that either a falling Congress could repeal it or some court could overturn it.
Right.
So they decided to make it permanent by constitutionalizing it. And the entire purpose of the 14th Amendment was to guarantee to the freedmen the what we call the natural rights of life, liberty, and property. It did not apply to political and social rights, such as suffrage or integration, particularly in schools and other areas. Yet, the Equal Protection Clause has been used to justify providing benefits at taxpayer expense to illegals and their progeny.
Mm.
And that's one of the reasons we have become a magnet, and we have created this huge problem called anchor babies, with which you and I'm sure all the listeners are familiar with the term.
Right.
Basically, an illegal can come over here a few hours before delivering a baby, or even get pregnant after arriving here and have a child. And through a misapplication of the citizenship clause, that child is wrongfully granted citizenship. Because that child is a faux citizen, then that child is entitled to all manner of benefits. And then the family, of course, benefits from the benefits the child brings. Not only does the child get benefits, but now they can start bringing in
the relatives.
Extended family.
Right, right.
So now this initial illegal immigrant has had the child, and now they can legally bring in extended family to further geometrically expand the problem. So that's how it goes. Now, for a little background, the people who wrote the Civil Rights Act of 1866 and the 14th Amendment knew a lot more about the founding principles than do our congressmen today and our judges today. They were very familiar with the original intent of the Constitution, and they had all of that in mind, and they discussed it thoroughly, not only during the drafting phase of the amendment, but also when the amendment went out to the states for ratification.
I also think they were probably more honorable men at that time, too, you know?
Well, that's a key word, honorable. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they were. But one of the things that they understood was the theories of John Locke. They debated Locke all during the drafting and ratification process. And it's Locke's theories that are embedded in the Declaration of Independence, so much so that Richard Henry Lee accused Jefferson of plagiarizing Locke. And that's important because people say, well, the Declaration is not part of the Constitution. But James Madison and Thomas Jefferson disagree with you. They argued, in fact, when they created the law school at the University of Virginia, they required the law professors to teach the Declaration and the Constitution as one document. The Declaration was the moral code, and the Constitution was the administrative template for how to govern. And Locke's theories show back up in the 14th Amendment with respect to aliens, with respect to equal protection, and with respect to the Privileges and Immunities Code. And and they're all quite specific. In fact, Locke said he didn't even know how a sovereign government could punish an alien. Basically, all they could do if an alien broke the law, and this is, includes legal aliens, is deport the person. So if you can't punish them, how in the world can you reward them? You know, it goes both ways.
Goes both ways, absolutely.
But that's conveniently forgotten in today's politically correct, multicultural...
We could fill volumes with the stuff that's easily forgotten.
Yes, yes.
Let me ask you this, Bruce. You know, they're quick to say, they use the term under the jurisdiction of, or I believe that's how it goes. I heard a guy, in fact, I was debating a guy in New York once who made the statement that, you know, this is the way it is. This is the way it's always going to be. There's no chance of ever changing this. What do you think?
Oh, well, and again, under the jurisdiction of is grossly misinterpreted and misapplied. And there are Supreme Court decisions that back that up. Under the jurisdiction of means that they came here under a program sanctioned by the United States government. Illegals don't come here under programs sanctioned by the United States government.
See, that's what needs to be made clear.
Yes. In fact, even American Indians were not automatically citizens. It wasn't until the mid-1920s that they were even given the option of becoming a citizen.
Right.
And it wasn't automatically bestowed on them, citizenship, but they were given the option to accept it.
Well, do you think this can ever be brought to the light enough to get it changed? I know it's going to take a constitutional amendment, but I just think it needs clarification of
the
Constitution.
Well, it absolutely does. And, you know, Brian Bilbray, former congressman from San Diego County.
Very good friend of mine.
And a great man. He first brought forward a bill in the House of Representatives. He did it in two consecutive terms.
H.R. 7 was one of them, I believe.
Right, and then it came back as H.R. 97
in
the subsequent Congress. And all he was going to do is restore an original intent regarding a citizenship clause to our laws. And for that, the groups that you mentioned in your opening monologue zeroed in on him and raise money from across the country to defeat him and run him out of office.
Yeah, they did.
Well, fortunately, we have a stand-up congressman from Georgia, Nathan Deal, who currently has a similar bill, which would restore the original intent of the citizenship clause.
A Democrat, too.
Yeah. So there is hope.
There is
hope. And the hope comes in that this problem is now a nationwide problem. It's no longer a border state problem.
No, and that's the good thing about it, Bruce. When it was just a border state problem, I remember when it wasn't even a border state problem, it was just a California problem.
Right.
And what happens is everybody says, well, that's California. They're crazy out there anyway, so why worry about it? Well, guess what? They got a problem in the Carolinas now. They got a problem in New Hampshire now. They've got a problem in Indiana. They got a problem in Iowa and Nebraska and all these other places. So, you know, as more and more states get into this problem situation, we're going to have more and more people who are willing to get on board with this. I got to take a break, Bruce. I'm gonna hold you over till after the break if you can stay.
I'll be right here.
And I want you to wrap up then. But you know, folks, it's a sad thing. And when I'm getting ready to play my favorite bite, I play this every week, and I'm gonna keep playing it because there's always somebody who doesn't hear it. Here's Senor Navarro, ready to take away your rights as an American citizen.
These are the critical years for us as a Latino community. We're in the state of transition, and that transformation is called the Browning of America. Latinos are now becoming the majority. Because I know the time and history is on the side of the Chicano Latino community. It is changing in the future and in the present the balance of power of this nation. It's a game of power. Who controls it? You are like the generals that command armies. We're in a state of war. This Proposition 187 is a declaration of war against the Latino Chicano community in this country. They know the demographics. They know that history and time is on our side as one community, as one people, as one nation.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, They're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
.com. Let's keep American jobs where they belong, in America.
If I have committed no crime, why do certain members of Congress want to restrict my options for self-defense? If a criminal is intent on harming me, shouldn't I be allowed to defend myself using any means necessary? Anti-gun politicians and media heads think they can improve society by keeping guns out of the hands of criminals, so they pass legislation that only pertains to those who already obey the law. Gun control increases violent crime by shifting the balance of power to the criminal, while simultaneously disarming helpless victims. Sometimes the only thing that will deter a criminal from carrying out a violent act is the presence of a firearm in the hands of the would-be victim. The firearm is the great equalizer and is used over 2.5 million times per year in defensive situations. Often the gun is never fired. This is Martina Slocum with the Liberty Bells, urging you to defend your right to defend yourself. Visit our website at libertybells.org to get educated and to support the cause. Liberty Bells. We're putting the Second Amendment first.
Prosperity in our hemisphere. That's the promise. If the U.S. merges into a so-called free trade area of the Americas. But what aren't the politicians telling us? Americans will have to give up their independence. A new regional bureaucracy will make rules for all of us, and not just in trade matters. Find out how losing our independence will affect you. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress to say no to the FTAA.
All right, folks, this is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. We're going to go back to our guest right quick, Bruce Crawford. Bruce, we're going to wrap up now. I got a bunch of callers and some other things I have to do. Tell us what we can do as Americans to maybe help fix this problem a little bit or put some pressure on somebody. Tell us what we should be doing.
Well, obvious answers, call your congressman, particularly with this bill being proposed by Nathan Deal, and have them sign on as co-sponsors. But the other thing that happened is, like, with the recent Border Watch down in Arizona with Jim Gilchrist and Chris Simcox's group, that gave us hours of TV coverage.
Yes.
And Tom Tancredo has said he would consider a run for president, depending on other developments, in 08. Imagine what would happen if he is on the dais for presidential debates. He is not going to let people run from this issue. So we've got to support guys like Tancredo and Ron Paul down in Texas, who also has taken strong stands against illegal immigration. Those are the things you have to do, and you have to speak with your wallets. It takes money to advance these issues. And the people who defend the indefensible have lots of money, a lot of it given by nonprofit foundations such as the Ford Foundation. So we have to counter that with our own personal money.
And, Bruce, like I always say, that doesn't mean sending money to the Republican Party. It means sending money to those in the Republican Party, or in Nathan Deal's case, the Democrat Party, who speak your language, who speak for you, who voice your will, those who say what you want them to say. That's where you send your money. There is nothing wrong with a Californian or a New Yorker or somebody else sending their money to a congressman in another state if he's the only one speaking up on this issue. So you don't just blindly send it to your party. That is a waste of money, because most of those people are not speaking up for us.
Well, and they're not going to take a stand on a volatile issue.
That's
like
right.
This. So you're exactly right, Terry.
Okay.
Send it to the people who speak the language.
What's the deal? What's the bill number for Nathan Deal's bill?
I don't have it off the top of my head.
Okay, maybe we can get it from Barbara Cole. Okay, Bruce, I want to thank you for coming on. I really do. And I understand you're going to be speaking this week?
I'm going to be speaking on Wednesday evening at the CCIR meeting at the Women's Club in Garden Grove.
Well, I hope everybody turns out. This is important stuff, folks. This 14th Amendment is what's given us these jackpot babies. It's what's got us here, and it's just absolutely, you know, we're at a point now where we've got to fix this from all ends, and this is one end that's got to be tied up. This is a loose end, this 14th Amendment. Bruce, I want to thank you for coming on. I really do. You have a nice evening, and we'll see you Wednesday.
Thanks for having me.
All right, buddy. You take care.
Bye now.
Great guest, folks. Great guest. Okay, we got Barbara Cole on the line. Let's hear from Barbara right quick. Barbara Cole calling from Huntington Beach. What do you hear? What do you say, Barbara?
Good evening, Terry. And it was so good to hear from Bruce Crawford. And we want to invite all of your listeners to attend our meeting on Wednesday, June 22nd, at the Garden Grove Women's Club, corner of Chapman Avenue and Gilbert in Garden Grove. And let's hear really all of the details, specifically how we can take action.
That's
we
right.
Citizens can take action to support Nathan Deal's legislation to halt this travesty and once and for all have the 14th Amendment enforced as originally intended.
And Bruce didn't have a lot of time tonight with me. We had about 10, 15 minutes. He will be able to go into depth on this subject at your meeting, so people will get the details.
Absolutely.
Right.
And we welcome all of your listeners to attend this meeting and really get the details of exactly what is involved and how we as citizens can support stopping this travesty and having our 14th Amendment enforced as originally intended and stop funding all of these criminal lawbreakers
with
billions of our tax dollars.
Okay, Barbara, we appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
What's the phone number? Give her that phone number right quick.
Okay, anyone wants any details? It's toll-free 877-NO-ILLEGALS. We'll give them all the details they want.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Barbara. Take care.
Love you.
All right, folks. Now we've got a word from my producer, Les Blinkhorn.
Yeah, I want to take a second to talk to you about something very important. Where would we be in this movement to save our country without organizations like the Minutemen? Where would we be without websites like Glenn Spencer's American Patrol? And yes, where would we be without the Terry Anderson Show to keep hammering this message home? As you know, because of the lack of money, we've had to drop some of the stations that were carrying us. We don't want to lose any more. We have thousands and thousands of listeners, but when I look at the mail, we have the same people month in and month out helping us with money. Hey, God bless them. But as I've said, we have a huge audience. If everyone who listens just sends $10 a month, we could be on in every major market in the country. Come on, step up to the plate and help Terry carry on this battle for the future of our country. Do it now. You'll be glad you did. Our address is The Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. The Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Les. And I'll be giving that address again at the end of the show, so have your pen and paper ready. Let's get straight to the phones now. Let's go to Clyde, calling from Elko, Nevada. Clyde, what do you hear? What do you say?
Oh, Terry, by now most people have heard that the Northwest Mexican Department of Labor has been wringing their hands because the strawberries are rotting in the fields, and they blamed the Minutemen for interrupting the flow of migrant workers. You heard about that, didn't you?
Absolutely.
Well, it appears now that illegal aliens are coming across the border to not do jobs Americans don't want. Try that one on. And by the way, there are two other jobs that illegal aliens will never do: maintaining and driving the deportation buses.
That's my job. I'm already signed up for that one, Clyde.
I want you to be the minister of deportation.
That's it. That's me. That is me. All right, Clyde, thanks for the call, buddy. Take care.
That's it from here.
All right, take care. Let's go to Steve calling from New York City. Steve, what do you hear? What do you say?
Okay, Terry, and first a quick reply to that nut suggesting a brown takeover of America. Nut, are you sure you want to take on the descendants of the boys who fought the Battle of Midway, Iwo, Bulge, Bunker Hill, the Chosen Reservoir, and Quezon? You know what? You're going to be crushed. And also in the Constitution is Article 4, Section 4, that says the president must protect America from invasion. So the president is in violation of the Constitution. He should be impeached for that.
I agree.
Folks, there's lawyers out there, a lot of people out there. We got to put together a movement to impeach him under that article and section. It's Section 4, Article 4. President must protect us against invasion. I'm here in New York City, and Terry, you know what? New York City is being flooded with cars that have North Carolina plates, and it doesn't really take, you know, Dick Tracy or Sherlock Holmes to figure out what's going on here. The illegal invaders are either coming into New York, getting the word, going down to Carolina, where they give the to give out the plates and the licenses to illegal invaders. They don't check them out, or they're going right from a foreign country, going to North Carolina, then coming up to New York. Hey, you guys down in North Carolina, I thought you were conservatives. I thought you were really, true blue Americans down there. What are you giving out licenses?
The thing that gets me, Steve, they keep electing these same idiots that hold up this license policy. You know what I mean? If you're conservative or you care about this country, elect some people down there that will get rid of this stupid policy.
Or better yet, until you get someone who will end that policy, you sit on the sidelines, you don't vote. I don't want to hear any more about this lesser of two evils. Evil is evil.
That's right.
Evil is giving out license plates to legal invaders, folks. And also, there's a problem, too, with Iraq, where they keep the media, the liberal media is covering Jorge Bush by calling them insurgents. Folks, these people are killing our boys over there with those bombs. Over 50% of them are Saudi Arabians. Get it through your head. They're protecting these people. And also, when we take back this country, I want these people to know, these foreign countries to know, you have visa violations in America, you're losing visa privileges. And also the invaders, you're going to be given the option, because we're really nice people in hospital, to leave America voluntarily. Then if you don't leave America voluntarily, you will be rounded up. And believe me, you will be rounded up. And you'll be on the next plane leaving America. You might be a Mexican going to Pakistan. I couldn't care less. You'll be leaving this great country, America. And also, folks, Steve from Manhattan is not allowed on Michael Savage's show. You got to call him and email him and let this great, true, patriot American on his show.
Hey, if he won't allow you on his show, stop listening to him.
I've stopped listening.
Yeah, stop listening to him. Here's a guy who talks about himself too much anyway.
He's a self-promoter.
You're always welcome here, Steve.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, buddy.
Sure.
Take care. Let's go to Jerry calling from Victorville. Jerry, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
I know. We lost a little bit of your monologue, most of it at the beginning on 7:20 a.m. But
yeah, they had a problem, but we...
That's all right. They carried you the rest of the way, and thank God for them.
All right, buddy.
Now, look, Lou Dobbs did a fantastic last Friday. He had H.R. 54 or 53 with Mrs. Miller on there from whatever state it was from. Her program to change the 14th Amendment and the wording in it is not bad. What was your constitutional man saying?
He was saying basically the same thing.
Okay, well, then that's what we have to do.
Absolutely.
Now, and who was this other guy? Nate something?
Nathan Deal. He's from the state of Georgia.
Ah, very good, very good.
Very good man.
No, outstanding man. Now,
yeah.
Look, you know why the slavery one was before the 14th, don't you?
Right.
So we can have more slavery? No, I don't think so. That's what we got in this country, a lot of slavery.
Well, we got new slaves now, you know.
Yeah.
We have another term we use.
Now, let me read this for you real quick, like. The Constitution, this is out of the bicentennial issue of our 200th anniversary of the Constitution. The Constitution does not, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. The Constitution does not solve our problems. It allows the people's freedom and opportunity to solve their own problems. And, of course, it talks about the representatives and the chief justices and, of course, the executive branch. That was why Warren E. Burger from the Commission of the Constitution. But I like that one part. The Constitution does not solve our problems. It allows the people's freedom the opportunity to solve.
There's not a lot of places in the world that have that opportunity, Jerry.
That's right.
And we are very fortunate to have
it. Now, look, for those who are going down on the 25th, just stand up tall, look at those people in the face, and say, look, we are Americans. You go back to your country and make your country great.
Make it a place that you won't run away from.
Now, I talked to my county supervisor, man, who happens to be a member of my same faith, and we talked about the gang problem and this situation with the illegal aliens. And I will talk to him again on Monday and see if we can't get some kind of something going with our county.
Stay on him. Stay on him, Jerry.
It comes with the very simple thing, as his guest said, 1-877-762-8762.
It's free.
Call him. We're on a roll. We're not going to stop.
All right, Jerry.
The Lord is not going to let us stop.
All right, buddy.
He loves this country and he loves our people.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
God
you take
bless.
Care. All right. Speaking of the 25th, let's go to Joe Turner calling from Ventura. Joe, what do you hear? What do you say?
Good evening. How you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Just want to let your audience know that we're going back to Baldwin Park on the 25th from noon to 2, and we need Americans to start walking the walk, you know. A lot of Americans say they're upset with the problem, but they're not getting out there and doing anything about it. Calling the congressman, that's nice and all, but that's not the first line of defense. Americans need to take to the streets.
It's something you do when you're not doing something else. That's
sure.
When you call your congressman, when you're sitting home idled. But there are other things to do. I totally agree. And, you know, it angers me. A good buddy of mine, D.A. King, said this the other day, and I feel the same way.
Good man. Good man.
Yeah, I was talking to him, and he said, you know, he will not accept the fact that there are places in our sovereign country that we can't go because we want to speak the truth. He says he will not accept the fact that there's parts of this city or any other city where he can't go because he's not of a certain persuasion. And I agree with him. It's really a sad situation we've got this far, Joe.
Well, you know, I'll be honest. I've taken a lot of heat for going back into Baldwin Park. A lot of people say, hey, you know, it's hostile territory. And I say, damn right, it's hostile territory. That's why we're going back. This is America, and I'm an American.
All right, Joe, what time is that Saturday?
It's going to be from 12 to 2 in Baldwin Park on the corner of Downing and Pacific. It's the Metrolink station there in Baldwin Park. And if anyone wants any more details, they can go to my website at saveourstate.org. That's saveourstate.org.
All right, Joe, we appreciate you coming on, buddy.
Thank you so much. You have a good evening.
You take care.
All righty.
All right. Speaking of the state of Georgia, let's go to Lawrence calling from Georgia, USA. Lawrence, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, Terry, we're really, really, really proud of D.A. King and Mr. Turner out there. And we're also wanting to let you know that Nathan Deal is a Republican, by the way.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he is my congressman.
Okay, I'm sorry. I made a mistake.
He's a fine gentleman. I know him real well. Wanted to tell you about our little trip out to the Minuteman Project out the first week of April. I went out and got my first video shots of some illegal aliens that were being picked up by the Border Patrol that we'd spotted. CNN came along and borrowed my video. Got it for free, by the way. But they've been running it ever since. But we were really, really proud to be out on the Minuteman Project, and we're really proud of the folks that were out there. And we're having a little bit of positive effect from it back here in Georgia. We're about 80 miles north of where D.A. King is. But we do associate with D.A. from time to time. We're proud of it, and we're proud of you folks out there. Golly, I know you're on the front line of the situation, but back here, our sheriff recently ask for FBI assistance in controlling gang activity in the area. So,
well, you know what, Lawrence, we are on the front line out here, but you guys are catching up real quick. I was there earlier this year, and DA took me to some parts of town, made me homesick. You know, I thought I was in LA, and it's really sad. I am angrier about what's happening to Georgia and the Carolinas and Indiana and other non-traditional invasion states. We are a traditional invasion state. I mean, we're right here on the border with Texas and New Mexico and Arizona. We kind of expect it, not in the way it's been happening. It's just way too drastic. But we've always had illegal aliens here. But I'm angrier about it in places of the country like you, because, number one, these people say they have a claim to this because it was once Mexico. Well, they don't. And they don't have a claim to anything. But Georgia was never part of Mexico, so what is their claim there? And what is their claim in the state of Maine and Vermont and other places where they're now pouring in and they have no history of being there? Now, I'm not saying Hispanic people or any other race people can't go where they want if they're American citizens or legal resident aliens. But you cannot go there just because you want to when you're illegally in the country. And that angers me that they're spreading out across this country.
Let me tell you a real quick one over in Chatsworth, Georgia. That's about 20 miles from where I live. I passed by a store that had a grand opening just the other day. I looked, and there were three national maps or flags in the front window, but there was no American flag. And I went in and asked the woman if she were American, and she said, no. I said, well, where's the American flag? And she said, well, what do you mean? Are you INS? And I said, well, in a way, yes. And she said, and I said, where's the American flag? She said, I couldn't find one. This is in America, in Georgia, in a store that she's opening. She's from Guatemala, by the way. But she's not American. She admitted that.
Well, what? That's a problem. We got people here that have no allegiance to this country whatsoever, Lawrence. We got the Mexican people, and we got Mexicans from Brazil and Guatemala and other places, and they just they have no respect for America, none whatsoever. I don't understand why we allow this as a people, and it's not just Mexicans, it's Canadians and other people also, but I just don't understand why we allow it. We shouldn't. I gotta go, buddy. I want to thank you for calling. I want to thank you for staying up.
I like your lead in line. Stupid Americans.
Yep.
If you ain't angry, you ain't paying attention.
Well, you're close. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. Thanks, Lawrence. I appreciate it. You call me again.
See ya.
Take care, buddy. All right. Before we take any more calls, and I will, I want to tell you folks something. If you visit our website, theterryandersonshow.com, you'll see we have a picture up of a billboard in Las Vegas. Now, this is on I-15 heading north just past downtown Vegas. Westcor Construction is hiring carpenters. The billboard is all in Spanish. It says, Ahora empleando carpinteros para todas las posiciones para completo beneficios. Now hiring carpenters for every position, complete benefits. Now, of course, we're curious as to why they're looking to hire just Spanish speakers. I think you should give them a call, folks, and ask them. Now, you can't accuse them of hiring illegals because we don't know that. But give them a call. Here's the number. I want everybody to call. It's free. 888-408-9514. That's 888-408-9514. It's on our website, theterryandersonshow.com. And ask them and find out what's going on. We also have been asking the Las Vegas Office of the Immigration Enforcement and Customs Enforcement, ICE, to look into Webcor's hiring practices. The ICE number is on our site also. If Westcor is hiring people with the right to work in this country, we applaud them. We will help them sell the houses they're building and everything else. But Americans have the right to know about any greedy companies that are breaking the federal law. Now, we can't go after everybody as the Terry Anderson Show. We will go after certain people, certain companies, but we will target anybody that we find out is breaking the law. If you check this out and you find out that what we're saying is a possibility, it may be true, then we will take action to see that something is done. So give Westcor a call. Give them a call. The number again is 888-408-9514, and go to our website and look at the picture there. It's really unbelievable. It is, at the very least, it is discriminatory against Americans or non-Spanish-speaking legal immigrants, because anything that's not in the native language of this country, which is English, is discriminatory against us. So at the very least, they're wrong there. So go to the website, check it out, give them a call, 888-408-9514. That is Westcor Construction, and ask them why this thing is in Spanish only. And ask them if there's an English billboard, what corner is it on, so we can go get a picture of that also. Let's go back to the phone. Let's go to Maria calling from Riverside. Maria, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hi, dear Terry. A good call. This is Maria Bougainvillea.
Oh!
Hi!
Buenas noches!
Buenas noches. I did call the company, and they didn't explain anything.
Nothing, huh?
Well, I'm just the one that answered the phone. So I said, why don't you write, we're hiring illegals, because this is for, you know, that's what they're doing. And I call ICE, too, and they get all the information, and these people keep calling, because that's not right. That's what they're looking for.
Maria, let me ask you this. When you called the company, were they at least polite to you?
She was the one that answered the phone only.
Right.
So, yeah, she was, but she was kind of surprised why I was asking, because I speak the Spanish, and she thought I was, like, looking for
Looking for a job.
Yeah.
Maybe you're a carpenter,
exactly.
You know?
And then she was surprised all that I went and blah, because I got very mad. And you know I'm a Mexican descent, and this is ridiculous.
It is.
Happened yesterday, too. All those, we have socialists in our country now.
Unbelievable.
If they were in Mexico, you know what would happen to them? They will be shot.
That's right.
Like it did the students in Mexico.
And Maria, fair is fair. Legal is legal. Illegal is illegal. And
exactly.
We're not, you know, the fact that you understand, I have friends that live in Mexico. I've told you about them. They understand. And a lot of people there understand because they are fair people. But when you've got people that just base everything on race, everything on skin color, you're going to have these problems. Maria, I got to go. Call me earlier next time so we can talk longer.
I will. God
All right.
bless you.
You take
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Rodney calling from Austin, Texas. Rodney, you got about 30 seconds.
Hey, what do you say, what do you know, brother?
What do you say, brother?
Hey, let me tell you something, man. Down here this weekend, they had the Minutemen, come and meet down here. And the news has tried to vilify these guys by starting their headline stories out with, well, the controversial group called the Minutemen.
Oh, yeah.
What's so controversial?
Oh, yeah, they loaded up, don't they?
Wanting the government to enforce the Constitution.
Right, right. Rodney, I got to go, buddy. I'm out of time. Call me earlier next week. We'll talk. Thanks, Rod. Thanks for calling. Everybody in Phoenix, don't forget to drop by our good buddy at Children's Auto Mall, 22nd Avenue and Camelback. Get your car service there. Buy a car. Tell your friends to buy a car. It's very important. Don't forget this week with the swings, folks. This week we have Mr. Tancredo, Tear Down This Wall, and Blame America for his good stuff. You can read on our website. I want to thank Mike Reed, engineer par excellence, and my engineer and my producer, that's right, Les, for taking your calls. Don't forget, we need your help to stay on the air, folks. Please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. Stick around tonight, folks, for Sunday Night Folk with Jimmy K and Jeff. Don't forget those free websites that we talk about every week, folks, the Terry Anderson Show. .com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Man at deepportaliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular wage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle